I know it's been a very difficult season for you guys, and I'm sure you've talked about it extensively, but for the people in New England, could you just kind of speak to how tough it's been to go through what you guys have gone through?
Yeah, I mean, obviously came into the year with very high expectations, and been on obviously an extremely rough stretch here. It's been tough to say the least.
How would you characterize the mood of the team? I mean, people are still fighting.
Yeah, we have guys who have a lot of pride in their play and take a lot of pride in their game. So we're going out there and we're playing as hard as we can play, and obviously we're trying to get a win. It's been far too long since we've had a win.
What's it been personally like for you? Because from afar, you seem to be a guy who wears your emotions on your sleeve.
Yeah, you know, it's been extremely frustrating. It's been a very, very frustrating year. We've been in some close games. Like you said, you never expect to lose 9 in a row. And it's very frustrating.
So, JJ, the stats that stand out. I mean, obviously, you guys technically have the league's number one ranked defense, but the points per game is way near the bottom. And what's your explanation for the for points, which is obviously the most important stat?
Yeah, I mean, that's by far the most important stat. I think one big thing that we've had to find emphasis on all season long is turnovers and takeaways. We need to find a way to get takeaways. And then we also need to protect the ball. That's a big category that I think we'd all tell you that's an area we've struggled this year, is getting takeaways on defense.
Has the defense found itself faced with a lot of short fields because of turnovers, or you know, maybe some other type of play?
You're always put in different situations throughout the course of a year, and as a defensive player, it's your job to stand up and find a way to make the stop, and obviously we haven't done that enough this year.
The Patriots' offensive line has kind of underperformed in comparison to, or relative to, the preseason expectations, especially giving up a lot of sacks against Brady. You feel like that's an area that you could expose on Sunday?
You know, they have a good offensive line. They've played, obviously, some very good players, but they have a good offensive line, and they have a good scheme, and they're well-coached. I think that's one thing that they are. They're well-coached. Obviously, I'm always, as a player, you're always looking for the little thing, but I would say that they're a good offensive line, and Tom does a great job of running the offense and making sure that the offense is exactly in the play call and the protection that they want it in. So I think they're hitting right now. They're playing good football at the moment.
Hey, JJ, I just wanted to follow up just real quick. How is the spirit of the team right now, just given that the 9-game losing streak?
You know, unfortunately, you come in, we're too familiar with the feeling of after a loss this year. After the game and on Monday, you're extremely frustrated. You're upset, you're angry. And then Tuesday is kind of a transition day. I mean, for myself, I can only speak for myself. Frustration and anger continues, but then as the day goes on, you have to move on to the next week, because the negativity is not going to get you anywhere. You have to come back to work, and you have to put your best foot forward and give it everything you have for that next week. And so by the time Wednesday rolls around, you start that next practice week, you have to be fully locked in and focused. And that's the way that we approach it, and that's the way I approach it, is put every single thing that I have into the game plan this week and into practice and into film study in the weight room, and then go out there on Sunday and give it everything you got.
You've been in a number of close games, I guess, you know, 8 by 7 points or less, and you haven't fared very well. What would be the common denominator in those games?
Finish. I mean, we just need to finish. Obviously, you can look at plays here and there, and we need to maybe get another takeaway on defense. We just need to finish the game. If we get a chance with the ball in our hands, we got to find a way to put the points on the board, or we need to find a way on defense to stop them. But we just need to find a way to get those wins, and obviously this season we haven't done that.
JJ, and I'm assuming you've improved this year, and can you just speak personally about in what areas you've have and tried to better yourself in?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always looking to improve every aspect of my game, and I think in each area, the improvements are there. I feel much stronger in the run game this year than I did last year. And I think in the pass game, I've had a lot more hits on the quarterback this year than I did at this time last year, I believe. My instincts are getting better. The longer you play in the league and the more plays you see and the more experience you get, you start to get more of a feel for the game. And I think that's what I'm getting that's what I'm getting the most better, I guess. It sounds like a weird way to say it, but is I'm getting more experience and I'm seeing more things, and things are coming to me a lot quicker, and I'm able to read and react a lot faster.
Did you have any impressions of Chris Jones when he was out there with you guys?
I mean, he was a good player. He was a good player when he was down here, and obviously, I don't know if any of us saw what he's doing now. He's playing great for you guys, and I'm obviously happy for him. Anybody who takes advantage of the opportunity they're given, you have to be happy for him.
Understandably, you know, the postseason is not in the plans for this year. So do you guys look at December as a chance to kind of use it as a springboard to next season? I mean, you're going to have some playoff teams or teams in contention here. So you feel like maybe you can kind of finish strong and that will catapult you into next year on a maybe more positive note?
You know, it's pretty cliche, but it's the truth. I'm really just focused on one game at a time. We've lost 9 in a row, and we got to get a win. And so I'm focused on 1 week. Right now, focus is on the New England Patriots and putting every single thing that you have into this game. And, I mean, like you said, playoff contention is obviously out of the picture. So you're playing for pride. You're playing for pride in yourself and your game. You're playing pride in your teammates and your team and your city. Obviously you want to get some wins and you want to go out there and play good football. And so that's what you're doing.